A Wizard in Central. Created by Opal Song
and Seer.
Fandoms are Harry Potter and the Flash TV series.
Yes.
And did we have a pairing?
I didn't.
So thus far, it's Jen.
Yeah.
And rating teen-ish. Probably for language. I just always rate almost anything teen-ish for language. I can never remember if we actually swear or not. And this is mostly going to be a Draco character piece. It's a crossover.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Draco in the Flash's world, but he is still very much Draco Malfoy from the books. Crossover. Anyway, it will make sense when you actually listen to it. The point is that knowledge needed is sort of general for the Flash universe.
Yeah, we're not going to get into any of the Flash plot points from the show. We're just going with the world and characters.
Yeah, in general.
Yeah.
And Harry Potter, you should probably be fairly familiar with Draco Malfoy and...
Yeah, and what happens with him.
And, yeah, his deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you got those things, you're good to go. No ultra-specific knowledge needed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the premise of this oral notfic is that I don't know the actor's name. No, I'm not even going to guess. Okay, so the actor who plays Malfoy, Draco Malfoy, from the Harry Potter movies, also plays a character on The Flash Season 3, which I have not seen all of, so yeah, we're really not going with the plot. I have no idea what happens to his character in the end of that series.
Yeah, we're ignoring the... We know that he shows up. We know that Draco Malfoy shows up in... Is it Central City? Or...
Yes? Yeah.
Yes. Shows up in Central City, but that's all that we know, really.
Mm-hmm. So his character in The Flash is named Julian, and he is obviously not a wizard. But the premise of this fic is that he is the same person as Draco Malfoy.
That he is a wizard.
That he is a wizard. But twist, he doesn't know that he is Draco Malfoy.
Okay.
He thinks he is...
Julian.
Julian, last name forgotten.
And what is Julian's deal? He's just a dude? Is he, like, with
the... He is the metahuman specialist.
Okay.
CSI guy.
Okay. Okay. That's a good place for him.
Yeah.
So, how does Draco get to be Julian without knowing that he's Draco Malfoy?
I have ideas on how we get there, but it's not settled. Hopefully you can help me with this.
Okay, let's Draco/Julian backstory. Do little 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 loo.
So basically he's had his memory magically altered, like Hermione did to her parents.
Okay.
Where he's had this entire life, different identity created for him.
Okay.
And this is as a result of, because he did commit crimes in the Wizard War. Like, the whole big fight at the end of book 6 was because of him.
Okay, so, yeah, he got his wand broken.
Yeah.
And what else? Like, how do we get from them breaking his wand, him in trouble for doing war crimes, to him choosing to do this of his own volition?
Well, I think part of it would have been that his whole family, though they did, at least his mom certainly helped
Harry
out. So I think they would have gotten off lighter than, you know, if she hadn't done that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they would still be pariahs in the magical community.
Okay.
And in the way I'm envisioning the story, his parents have not had their memories wiped.
Okay.
So, every time he goes home to visit them, they have to pretend that they're...
Oh my gosh, they have to pretend they're muggles? They have to
pretend that they're muggles. And so, it's just so awkward because, I mean, we know Narcissa truly, truly loves her son. And I think Lucius does too, but he's, I think, yeah. of the two of his parents, has the most muggle, like...
Hatred.
But he loves his son too, so he has to pretend he's a muggle for his son, and it's just so awkward.
That totally works as revenge on Narcissa and Lucius. Like, if you can't pretend to be muggle, you can't see your son.
Yeah.
Like, oh man. That works as a punishment.
Yeah.
I mean, not, I'm sure that they have other punishments. Like, I'm sure that their family fortune is not so much a fortune anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But how do we get Draco... Like, it's easy to get Draco to the point where he goes, oh shit, I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
Like, that's easy. We can... I mean, he's halfway there at the end of the book 7 anyway.
Yeah.
Like, we can say he just continued on the path. He realized that, yeah, he was...
Yeah, self-discovery and didn't like what he found.
All of that jazz, like... And so he doesn't have his wand anymore, and he... So he can't sort of fully participate in wizarding society. He can sort of see the way the wind is blowing with his family, like, that they're not really...
And his dad certainly would have had to been punished as well.
His dad is probably an Azkaban.
Yeah.
And, you know, all my friends don't like me anymore. All the people I hated still don't like me.
Yeah.
And my wand is gone, so I might as well be a muggle. Oh, I might as well be a muggle. Okay. You know how you get when you're just like, oh, and this seems like the only path. He is like a hardcore wizard. He doesn't know anything about muggle society. Oh my gosh. What if he goes to Hermione?
I was thinking, because we know Hermione can do it, and do it well. I feel like he...
He knows this, and he's like, okay, look, I want to live as a muggle. This is the solution to all of my problems. And she's like, it's really not. It's really, really not.
I don't know. I feel like Hermione would be totally down for it. I feel like Hermione would be like, yeah, you need to learn that muggles are...
People.
And she clearly has, her moral compass is okay with...
With mind-wiping people.
She did it to her parents. So I feel like Hermione wouldn't...
Okay, so he goes to Hermione with this crazy idea of, I want to live as a muggle to see what it's like. Or because I need to get out of town, basically.
Well, because he can't even live in the wizard world anymore. He can't do magic, and nobody likes him.
Exactly.
Like, that's no... That would...
And even if he went to, like, a wildly different... Like, even if he went to China or Japan or North America, like, his reputation is gonna be around somewhere. Like, people...
The fact that he's had his wand broken speaks for itself.
Exactly. So, yeah. So he's like, yeah, I need to live as a muggle... but I have no memories. Like I don't know how to live as a muggle.
Yeah, and also, he still has that ingrained... Muggles are terrible.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't even pretend well because he wouldn't know what he was doing, and he would instinctively just, like, automatically not trust and... despise.
And this is where Hermione gets, I think she probably knows someone or is in the ministry herself or gets Harry to pull his influence or something, because I have to get Draco set up as, what's his name?
Julian.
As Julian. Like, Julian obviously has, like, an education and a, and, like...
Well, okay, bear in mind that this would happen when he is...
Oh, like 18.
Like 18 or 19.
Okay, so he would go to school.
So then they set him up and then he goes to university.
Okay, so this
and
is
his parents
like...
parents are like, university, ah!
Okay, Okay, I like this. I like this. So it's like first day of university. Julian is on the scene. And he has no idea that he's Draco. But they set it up so like first day of university. So it's... So Julian doesn't... Like as Julian with... You know... It's okay if it's a little fuzzy. But for the past couple of days. Because it's all moving time and new experiences. And
yeah.
I like it. And then, yeah, he goes to university. He has no idea that he's a wizard at all.
Yeah, but he's drawn towards metahumans.
So he ends up...
becomes a metahuman specialist.
Which is hilarious. I feel like he writes letters to Hermione. Like, Hermione is his pen pal, like, childhood friend. She set herself up in his brain that way so that she could, like, monitor the situation. So he writes her letters and she's like... You're specializing in what?
It gets better.
Okay.
The Flash, his character becomes obsessed with finding the Philosopher's Stone. I know that we weren't going to talk about plot points, but I marathoned 10 episodes of The Flash today, so I could not think this. With some reference, because it's been a long time since I watched it, but...
Oh my gosh! Okay, let's get to him being in the Flash world and all of your... Because we've gone on and on about how he got there. So, like, Flash season whatever happens.
3.
Okay.
Well, that's the one he's in.
Okay. And just kind of, like, walk me through what your ideas were about Julian actually being Draco and why it matters.
Well, it matters because it's fun.
Well, no, but, like, if Julian is Draco and Julian never, ever remembers anything ever, then it doesn't matter that he's Draco.
Well, that depends on where we take the plot.
Okay, so.
But.
Tell me a story, Seer.
Setup is. Yeah, so he created this new identity, went to university, got his, like, legit university education. In sciences, but specialized.
A-plus Draco?
Yeah.
Scientist Draco!
His parents are so... conflicted.
It's like, we're so happy you did well, honey. Oh, God.
Metahuman specialist. They mention he has a sister who's dead. We might just ignore that.
Let's just ignore that.
He came to the U.S. because he was looking for the Philosopher's Stone and found it. Or did he? I'm going to say that no. He found something else. They just call it that. And his whole team died except for him. And he's like, well.
Oh, no.
I'm going to America now.
Oh, no.
But that he sort of not really became a metahuman himself. He didn't actually. He was just... This involves the plot of season 3, which we are ignoring. So no, he did not become a metahuman.
We could say in this case that, like, he does still have magic.
Yeah, he's got no channel for it now, though.
Yeah, but, like, kids do unconscious magic.
Yeah.
So this could be that, like, he believes that he's a metahuman, therefore... His magic acts like he's a metahuman.
But he's not actually a metahuman.
Okay. But like any stuff like that you were going to say that has to do with him maybe being a metahuman.
It was more like he was getting possessed.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Poor Draco getting possessed.
Yeah.
Poor Julian.
But we could say that him being magical makes him a better channel.
Yes. Okay. In any case, ignoring the plot of season 3.
Yeah.
The Flash is running around. Central City.
Yeah.
This guy comes to
a lot, and very quickly.
And then Julian comes to Central City.
Yeah. Works for the police.
Okay.
But not as a police officer, he's in their CSI department.
Okay. Like, the Flash?
Yes.
Okay. So they're co-workers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is a jerk.
Oh, I'm so shocked.
Yeah, I know, right? This is so out of character for him being Draco Malfoy.
Oh, Draco. It doesn't matter if you've had all of your memories wiped. You're still a jerk.
Yeah. There's actually been some very charming stuff in the latest episodes I watched where they're like, Julian, your interpersonal skills are terrible. You need to try harder. And he's like, I'm trying. But this works with his self-discovery, like,
yeah,
this journey where you don't start at the finish line. You start at the beginning.
Yes.
He's still a jerk.
Yeah, he's still working on that.
He's still working on it. This is an ongoing process.
You should have seen him when he was 11, okay? He's doing better.
Wow, he's doing so much better.
He has improved so much. Okay, now, I think when we had originally talked about this, you said something about him gaining back his memories. I think we talked about
that. We did talk about this once, when we were waiting for a bus.
Probably. We talk about a lot of things when we're waiting for a bus.
And I remember there was something about an actual wizard.
Okay.
Comes to Central City, and so they think he's a metahuman because none of them know about the wizarding world, including Julian.
Yes.
But then I think we had Harry come as an auror because he was a wizard from England.
Yes. It was probably Dregs of Voldemort.
Yeah.
Like, Death Eater type.
Yeah. So that's where Harry Potter shows up. Oh, so he's, you know, has to be undercover as a muggle himself.
So here's the question. Mm-hmm. So Harry Potter goes undercover as a muggle. If we've set up the Julian and Hermione are pen pals, childhood friends. They've known each other forever. Mm-hmm. He trusts her implicitly. If she's like, oh, I have this detective friend who is coming to Central because one of the dudes that he's chasing, like local terrorist, has been seen in Central City. And is a metahuman. And a really good friend of mine, detective, is coming to pursue that, has all the paperwork and everything done. Could you, like, host him?
Oh, no. Oh, no. And there's only one bed.
I was not thinking that far ahead. But, oh, my gosh, that would be hilarious. It would be so funny. Okay, so Julian totally discovered, I don't know what we want the wizarding world's views on gay people to be. I don't really care. But Julian,
the list of things we don't care about.
Julian has discovered that he is quite queer, I think, maybe. And so he sees this hairy bloke, and oh man, is he attractive. He just feels this instinctual connection to the guy, and just,
you would think it would be an attraction. He wouldn't have a lingering, like, ugh, reaction to Harry. Because
I think,
because we had, when we talked about this before, that Harry doesn't like Malfoy still.
Okay.
And he has this, like, you're a bad person.
Okay. I just really like maybe Hermione just gives him a heads up. That
I think it's hilarious if they bunked together and there was only one bed, though.
Maybe that happens later. I just really want... I
feel like, would Hermione do that as a trolling move?
Oh, man, that would be the biggest troll. I feel like she's not even trolling Julian or Draco. She's just trolling Harry.
She's just trolling Harry. Because Julian, I feel like he would have an
it's not an instinctual attraction. It's just,
and I don't think it would be an instinctual either. It would just be a, like,
I know,
when you see someone and you just, like, zoom in on them.
Yeah.
You've never seen anyone, that person before, and you're just like, whoosh.
Yeah.
You know?
And he thinks that Harry is really attractive. Just, like, that's just a Julian thing. Like, that's not a lingering anything. That's just, I like blokes, and this bloke is pretty handsome.
Yeah. And Harry's through his awkward adolescent phase or something and cleaned up.
Yeah. And so, like, Julian meets him at the airport that Harry has, like, operated to. Or international port key or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, but he comes out of the gate.
Yeah, because he's got his cover.
Yeah, he's got his cover. And then he sees the sign that says, you know, Mr. I don't even know what we want to... Cobbler or something. Cobbler. Barrel. Or what are the people that make barrels called? Anyway, we'll go with Cobbler. Harry Cobbler instead of Harry Potter. You can go Harry Smith. But anyway...
Harry Gardner.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Mr. Gardner. Mr. Harry Gardner is on the side and he just is like scanning the crowd and then he sees Draco fucking Malfoy holding this sign.
Except Draco's already noticed him because he had that zoom in whoosh moment.
Yeah. And then he notices the like, oh no. And so he's like, oh, Mr. Gardner, it's you. Okay. Like, I'm here to show you around the town. I'll bring you to the place. We both know Ms. Granger. Like...
Yeah.
All of this sort of stuff. Like, she's a good friend of mine. And Harry's like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Fuck you, Hermione. Fuck you. I hate this. I hate everything about this. Draco Malfoy is a terrible person. And it's not helped by the fact that Julian is kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
But then Julian flirts with him at some point in the future because he's like, this is a hot dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, he's my coworker, but I'm a jerk anyway, so I'm going to flirt with whoever I want. So, and Harry is just like, no.
Yeah, Julian's always like, want to grab a drink?
Oh, and Harry's just like, why, Hermione, you're the worst. Because I feel like Harry didn't know where Draco went.
Mm-hmm.
He probably had talked to Hermione enough to know that Draco had gone to be Muggle.
Yeah, but he didn't know that he was specifically here.
And he's always been kind of sort of waiting for Draco to show his true colors. For his evilness and, you know, blood purity-ness to break through the...
Yeah.
The thing. And it's never happened. And it is so weird for him to see Julian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's happy as a Muggle. He's a fucking scientist.
Yeah.
Like to see him doing science-y things and just, like, happily being a Muggle. Like...
Well, grumpily happily being a Muggle.
Well, okay. Yes. Happily for Draco.
Yeah.
But, you know, like not having any problem with it, you know, interacting with people in varying levels of jerkitude, but better when they were, than when they were 11. So, again, improvement.
And I think we should have a moment where Harry interacts with Barry Allen.
Okay, yes.
Because at this point, Barry Allen, you know, recognizes that Julian doesn't have great social skills, but believes him to be a good person.
Yeah.
Versus Harry still believes that he's a bad person.
Yes.
And he can't admit that they know each other.
So he has no way of really truly convincing these people that Julian is a terrible person.
Yeah. Like, he could say, we went to school together, but Julian...
is like, I don't remember that. Yeah.
Like, when?
Yeah. So, and Harry doesn't want to blow his cover, so there's no way for Harry to sort of warn these people about...
I mean, he could warn them, but then they're like, what is this based on? We've known him for months.
Yeah.
And Harry can't...
Or years, or whatever, like, however long he's been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, we, like, my, like, a friend of a friend went to university with him, and...
Yeah.
Said he, like...
And that sounds so flimsy when it comes...
Yeah.
Like, to, like, but we've been living beside him, and... working with him for all this time, and you're hearing this from a friend, and you feel, like, why do you feel so strongly about this? Like, it would just ping so weird to them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and so Barry has a conversation with Harry, where Harry's all like, you need to get him out of here. He is, like, a bad person. You can't
trust him.
Yeah, and Barry's like, dude, you've been here all of 2 days.
Yeah.
If that. Like, calm yourself. He's fine.
But then Harry could see Julian doing science, like,
yeah,
taking samples and doing tests and all the stuff that Harry wouldn't understand at all.
Oh my gosh.
And then Julian would be a kind of a dick about it.
Yeah.
Like, explaining it.
Because of course he's going to explain it in the most condescending way possible.
Yeah, but also, this would be a completely different view of Draco that Malfoy and Harry's ever seen.
Yeah. Okay, so, how do we get to A, they have to bunk down with only one bed? Because that is so funny.
Well, we could have, you know, Harry starts out at a hotel, and he gets attacked by
Evil McWizard.
By Evil Wizard. And then it's like, well, you need to stay somewhere safer.
But you can't stay with Barry. You
can't stay with Barry.
Because Barry's the Flash.
He lives with Iris at this point.
Okay, yeah, they're a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't stay with us. Of course you can stay with Julian, and Julian's like, of course you can stay with me, Mr. Hot Guy from my homeland.
Yeah.
And Harry's like, this is the worst ever.
We can have shepherd's pie and other British foods. And Harry's like, I hate everything. And I feel like, I don't know, I just do enjoy it when people troll each other in fiction.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's so good. I feel like Hermione calls Harry and is just like, so, how Central City? And Harry's like, I hate you so much. You couldn't have warned me? She's like, he's doing so well.
So then, does any of this, like, do we actually want to go with some of this triggers?
I do want Draco to remember who he is, because I think one of the things that, the last time we talked about this, one of the things I really, really liked was Draco and Julie, like, Draco having to integrate both his childhood and who he is now as Julian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having to sort of go, this is who I am, I actually like this person. And this works really well with our intro to this, like, because he was already, he didn't like who he was. Now he likes who he is. But if he starts to remember all of the terrible things he did, I mean, that sucks for Julian.
Yeah.
Because he's having, like, nightmares about being a murderer and, like being so filled with hate. But then that's who he is, and I feel like he could come out a lot stronger for it.
Yeah. But how do we make him happy when we've made him hate himself as Draco so much?
I think as Julian, especially if he got bits and pieces at a time, and then... So I think if Harry and that and the other wizard are there, they trigger something. Like, maybe he sees the dark mark in the sky or something.
Because this wizard is a Death Eater.
Is a Death Eater. And then that night he has just the worst, most vivid nightmares he's ever had.
What if his own dark mark reappeared?
Oh, that would be so horrible.
That would be heartbreaking.
No, no, rejected. Rejected.
Ah, come on, writers make their characters suffer. That's what everyone tells me.
But the point is to make him happy!
What if it reappeared in his dream?
Okay, yes. Like he dreams vividly about being a Death Eater.
Yeah.
Like, and about being a person that did this. Like, he remembers vividly putting up the dark mark at some point.
Yeah. So yeah, then we can have a bit where he wakes up and he checks his arms and he's like, oh good.
Yes, like, it's not there. Yes. Yes. Okay. I like that.
Okay.
And just like every night he has these horrible nightmares. He's not sleeping. This is me making him miserable. He's not sleeping. And like Barry and I don't know if Iris is part of, anyway, Barry notices, their coworkers notice. They're like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether he would actually tell them what was going on.
Well, not immediately, but I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but eventually.
Eventually, because we've established that yeah. this is an ongoing
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, and Harry has eventually gone back. Hot British bloke has captured his man and possibly
left. But the fallout continues.
Yeah, but the fallout continues. He never managed to sleep with Hot British bloke, which was sad. Hot British bloke just did not trust him no matter what he did. It was really, really sad.
I don't...
No?
No. I feel like I want Harry to have a...
You want him still there?
Well, I mean, not for the whole time. He can leave yeah. by the end, but I'm not sure I want him to leave so early.
Okay.
I feel like I also want him to have a moment where he's like, the Draco that I've been holding in my mind
is not
this terrible person isn't around anymore. Like, this isn't him anymore.
Okay, so Julian is having these awful, terrible nightmares. And vivid and stuff. Like with details that he can remember when he wakes up. And Harry's in them. And it's weird. And Harry has made some sort of comment about them going to school together that made no sense.
Yeah.
But he now vividly remembers being, like, 12. And, like, snarking at Harry.
Yeah.
And all of this stuff, and he just can't, and, because the thing is that he doesn't like this person in the dream. Like, he knows that he's a jerk with terrible interpersonal yeah. skills. Like, he is not unaware of his flaws.
Yeah.
He may not care enough to actually...
No, he's trying.
Okay, he's trying. He's not very good at it, but he's yeah. trying, and he doesn't really like this person in the dreams. Like, he knows that he's not great, but he thought he was better than that, at least.
Yeah.
Right? Except that his parents in the dreams look like his parents now, and Harry's in the dreams, and maybe that's it. Maybe that's what's triggering it. Like, just, why is this hot British guy triggering these awful dreams?
You know what would be really fun? If we got the gang, including the Flash gang, back to Malfoy Manor, except it has to be called Julian Last Name Manor.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious. So, Julian's having these terrible dreams, and he can't get any answers, and he figures they're just dreams, except metahumans, right? Mm-hmm. Someone could be messing with it. Someone could be messing with his head. But he figures, maybe what he figures is that if anyone can help him answer these questions, because hot British guy is not, he's, like, buggered off. Not like, actually, but he's just avoiding Draco right now. I think maybe because he, like, Julian, so the Flash, etc., finally got Julian talking at one point. Like,
and he admits to
his dreams and sort of describes some stuff, because I think maybe at this point he's worried that it's a metahuman.
Yeah, because he's like, what other explanation could there be?
Yeah, because I'm not this person. Like, this isn't me. I wouldn't do this.
Yeah, you know, the guy had the dark mark. I dreamt that I had it.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, this is coming from him.
Right.
He would put the blame on.
Yes.
Like, this guy did something to me.
Yes. And Harry, like, walks into the room, like, as they're discussing this, and basically does it, like, oh shit about face and, like, leaves.
Because he's gathered that Draco is getting... Yeah. Is this the point where he gathers Draco's getting memories back and he's like, I'm out.
I think maybe this is the point where he sort of realizes that he's a shit liar. And that if Draco ever asks him about stuff, it's going to be a very fumbling, I don't know anything. Mm-hmm. I would also love a scene where like, they had to bunk down together or whatever. Like, maybe not in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the scene, I think, that sort of shatters it a bit for Harry is that he sees Julian just, like, he sees the nightmare. Like, he sees Draco have a, like, screaming nightmare and wake up and just, like, sob. Like, just, like, I'm not this person. This isn't me.
I do like in fiction when men have emotional breakdowns.
Yeah. And Harry does not help in this circumstance. He doesn't go and comfort him.
Well, he's, at this point, it's affecting him, too. Yeah. Because he's also having a total reevaluation of Draco / Julian.
Yeah.
Like this is not mesh with...
Yeah.
With his ingrained concept of this person.
Exactly. Either. Exactly. So they're both kind of having breakdowns. And maybe it's sort of after that point, or... Anyway, somewhere around here, Harry's been avoiding Julian for a while because... Like, they can't avoid each other because they live in that same house at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been doing it as much as possible because he knows he's going to spill the beans and just, like, yell at Draco for all the evil stuff he's ever done. And how can you not remember this? And blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And now that Draco is remembering stuff, he's like, you're a terrible person. I'm just waiting for you to, like, really remember that you're evil. I knew this was going to happen eventually. Only then he sees him have, like, an absolute breakdown.
Yeah.
Over, like, the murder of a house elf or something. And just... He's like, oh! And that might be when he just kind of pieces out. Possibly. Anyway... They decide that the only people who can really help them get to the bottom of this maybe are Draco's parents. Julian's parents.
Or even Julian's just like, I just need
to go home.
Just need to go home.
Yeah. Because it features in so many of my nightmares, I just need to be sure that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that it's still the safe place that I remember it.
Well, doesn't sound like even in his fake memories... That home it was really a place of comfort, but it's a place of origin, you know?
Okay, sure.
Like, less of comfort, more of origin.
Okay. Like, this will help me know who I am.
Yeah.
And, of course, he wants emotional support to do it.
And maybe the metahuman went back to England. Like, I feel like... If he's going there alone, that's one thing, but if we want him to bring anyone from the Flash...
Yeah.
To keep this as a crossover, they would need a reason to go there.
And a reason that's more than just, like, we're going to support our friend.
Yeah, they would need a better reason than that.
Okay, yeah, so I think
maybe... A
bigger
reason than that.
Maybe the metahuman went back to England, and Harry just kind of...
And that's only one person. I could see one of them coming for emotional support. I don't know which one.
Let's do the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think maybe... So this metahuman went back, but he took people with him.
More
because the reason that...
Or...
Yeah, because the reason that this random Death Eater was in Central City was because there were a couple other wizards with Death Eater sympathizers.
Uh-huh.
And this person's goal was gather these Death Eater sympathizers, bring them back to England.
Okay.
And... Because Harry was so focused on Draco being evil, he once again neglected his actual job. Good job, Harry. And so...
You're saying this like this is a recurring thing.
I feel like it happens in... No! In the books, it's the opposite. The sixth book, he focuses so hard on Draco. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, stop! But no, he's actually right. I was thinking that he was focusing so much on Draco that he let everything else slide.
Well, that's what happened this time.
Yes. So this is an oh my gosh, Harry.
Like, last time I was right.
This time you're not.
No.
Oh, yes. Last time I was right, guys. Anyway, the person gets away with friends. And so Harry goes back immediately, but it's mostly him just fleeing.
Yeah.
Emotional stuff. And then Central is like, okay, these three are ours. We're going to send your whole team to go apprehend them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to Draco's home.
Where things do not get less awkward.
Nope.
I feel like... So at this point, his dad has served his time. He's out of Azkaban. Yeah. Because now they're like 30.
Yes.
So he's... The whole Draco clan is there, which is just mom and dad. And aww, they had to shuffle off the house elves.
Oh my gosh.
Because they can't be seen.
Oh my gosh.
And they have to pretend.
To be muggle.
To be muggles. And not even just for Julian anymore, for all of these.
Because I feel like Julian is, like, I feel like Hermione built in a couple of, like, weird idiosyncrasies with his parents so that it would be easier for him to come home.
Yeah.
Like, that they had a lot of servants that never were seen and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, now he's bringing muggle friends home and it's like, well, crap.
And I think it would be interesting if we had both Harry... Earlier, like when Harry was in Central, slip and say the word muggle.
Yes.
And then his parents slip and also say it.
Oh, and he's heard this in his dreams.
And he's heard it a lot in his dreams.
Oh, man.
Like, maybe he heard Harry say it and then it's in his dreams and he's like, well, I'm just
sublimating it. Just, yeah.
Yeah, that weird word that Harry said. It was probably just, he just misspoke.
Yeah.
A mumble. But then
His parents say it.
Say it, too.
Okay, so I feel like, actually, this story, depending on whose point of view we're doing, if we're doing, like, a wizarding point of view or a third person we know all of the details POV, it's mm-hmm. kind of like what we've described it as, and a kind of half, oh, Draco, find yourself, and half lulls,
mm-hmm.
troll.
Yeah.
But if you tell it from Julian's point of view, it's this, like, deep, unnerving, like, my world is crashing down around me and, like, mystery about, like, this conspiracy is going on and, oh man, poor Julian.
And I feel like most of it would be from Julian's POV.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of it would, that would be really neat to say that this is a flash Harry Potter crossover, and if you were to write it, you write it from Julian's POV, so it seems pure Flash until Harry shows up, and then as the reader, you know that Harry is Harry Potter. He just shows up as Harry Potter.
Yeah, and the way he's treating Julian is the way, like...
He treats Draco, but you don't get any actual hard indication that Draco Malfoy, like that Julian is Draco Malfoy, until the dreams start.
Yeah.
And then, as a reader, you get this deep, sinking realization that this character, this jerk with a heart of gold who's trying really hard, is actually Draco Malfoy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I like that.
I like that story. That's a much more compelling story than the one that we've been telling so far.
Well,
I mean, it is the story.
I have been thinking of it as from Julian's POV.
Okay.
I mean, we have to a bit from Harry's. I'm thinking specifically of the bit where he sees the breakdown and then it sets him into a conflicted spiral as well.
I feel like you could put little interludes in from Harry's perspective, and most of them are just about the case.
Yeah.
Like, most of them have nothing to do with Julian. Because you wouldn't want to spoil that before the reader sort of figures it out.
Yeah.
But just stuff about the case, because at the start of this fic, it's going to look like case fic. Like, just Julian and Harry working on a case together. Lulz. Oh, lulz. Julian is the same actor as Draco, and they're working on a case together. And so you'd get a bunch of, like... And, like, it would be super funny to have Julian walk in on a phone conversation between Harry and Hermione, where Harry is just, like, swearing up a storm at Hermione. And Julian walks in and Harry's like, I have to go. Just fuck you. And you don't find out until later that she orchestrated everything.
So with the scene where Harry has the awkward warning conversation with Barry Allen, would that happen from Harry's point of view or Julian eavesdropping on the conversation?
I think it would be Julian eavesdropping. If we want to preserve the secret, it can't be from Harry's point of view.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should open it up to more perspectives.
Yeah, I was thinking I hadn't said, I was like, from Barry's point of view, but I feel like we would have it from Julian's.
Yeah.
And then Julian would talk to Barry afterwards, and we'd hear the like, this is so, like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where Harry could drop the muggle, because he's a little bit less on guard about his language around... actual muggles, because...
And he's kind of losing his temper because they're not listening to him. He's like, you don't get it. He's not really a muggle. And they're like,
I don't, yeah.
Because he's starting to, like, lose it. And, like you said, he's...
Yeah, he's less on
guard. His guard is down, yeah.
Yeah. Also, I would like to point out that from Harry's perspective, this is again book six. This is book six all over again. Draco is being evil and no one will believe him. Only you're wrong, Harry.
Yeah.
This is book six if Draco had not been the villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, you have the two stories you're telling, the two sides of the story you're telling are, like...
It's, like, 90% from Julian's, and then you get...
Occasional. I mean, we could slip in a couple other people's perspectives just to sort of hide Harry's a little, like, bury that even a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Also, we could still have Hermione and Julian be university buddies. Like, not childhood friends at this point, but university buddies. Because I would 100% believe that Hermione went to a muggle university.
She is all about education.
You know, like I would believe that she would do that. And from a practical standpoint, she would like to go to university. But also, she wants to keep an eye on Draco in those first couple of years. And so she's like, well, I can do both at the same time.
So then, anyone could do Muggle University and whatever wizards do for
post-secondary
at the same time.
It would be Hermione. And keep an eye on her former, like, nemesis enemy person.
But if that's the case, wouldn't he have seen or run into Harry and Ron through Hermione at university?
I feel like we could just fudge it and say that they never go. Or she just keeps it very separate.
Okay.
Because I feel like...
I feel like he could run into Ron once. And then we could just bring Ron in. Like, that time I met your boyfriend and he was so antagonistic towards...
Yeah, he just hated me.
He just hated me on sight.
And it's like, I made it very clear that I am very gay. I am not a threat. And he still hated me. Like, that is so weird.
Yeah.
I like this. But yeah, I feel like Hermione, like if Hermione has really decided that she is going to give Draco a second chance.
Okay, you finish yours and then I'll do mine.
If Hermione has decided that she's going to give Draco this second chance, he's going to be a muggle. She knows that Harry is probably not going to be on board with this plan. So she's like, okay, I'm going to keep an eye on Draco because I don't know how to delegate. I'm Hermione Granger. I do everything. Also, I don't want to let anybody else sort of in on the plan. So I'm going to keep an eye on him and go to university. But I'm going to keep Harry completely in the dark. Harry can't know.
Yeah. I feel like that would be something that Draco would say when he went to Hermione for help.
Is like, yes, don't.
Don't tell.
Yeah. And I mean, by this point, by the time Harry comes to Central, they're like 30. Hermione's like, I control the fuck out of you guys now. Like,
yeah.
Statute of limitations is off on this shit. This will be way too funny. Okay.
My thought that I had was when, so Julian's eavesdropping and he hears Harry saying, you know what, I have a friend, you know, cough, cough, my friend went to school with him.
Yes.
He would think he was talking about Hermione.
Oh no.
Wouldn't he?
Oh no, and then
and they went to school together.
Oh no.
So he would think that it was from Hermione that he heard what a terrible person he is.
Oh no.
That would be so crushing.
No. Unless he is enough of a jerk to immediately get on the phone to Hermione and be like, dude, this guy that you sent says that you think that I'm terrible.
Yeah.
And Hermione is like, oh shit! What do I say? Also, Harry, you jerk!
Yeah. Hermione could think really fast, though.
Yeah, she could save it.
She could save it, but that would be...
It would be crushing, even just for, like, the hours left at work that he would have to go, like, yeah, my sort of one friend back at home. I'm assuming he doesn't have any other university friends.
Yeah.
But, like, the one person who has stuck by me and really believed in me, like, secretly thinks I'm the worst.
Yeah. And has been telling people that I'm the worst.
Yeah, and told this guy that she then sent to Central, like that she had me, like show around Central and all of this stuff, told him that I was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like warned him about me before he came here. I feel like he would realize that logic doesn't follow, though, that she would...
Yeah, but that's why he would call her.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, this doesn't make... And then she's like...
I don't know what she would say. I'm not that smart, but she could do it.
She could do it. She could definitely do it. She would save it. And then she would call Harry and just lose it on him. I feel like Julian might get his date with the hot British guy who thinks he's the worst kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hermione's like, you have to make it up to him.
Yeah.
And Harry's like, but no. And she's like, take him on a date.
Yeah, because if they've gone to university, they've spent time together.
Mm.
And she would have a clearer picture of, yeah, his social skills are terrible, but he's legit trying.
And he's not the person that he was.
And he's not the person that you remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
From when you were 12.
Yeah, because he's not that person anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like Harry also calls her after, like, during the whole breakdown scene, or after the whole breakdown scene.
Mm-hmm.
Either he calls her or they have a conversation when they get back to... When he gets back to Britain, where he's like, he's remembering.
Yeah.
Or maybe this happens before the breakdown scene. And he's like, Hermione, he's remembering, like, you have to get out here and wipe his brain again. And Hermione just says, I'm pretty sure that even if he remembers, he's still gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Like, he is still gonna be a good person, even if he remembers everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been around him long enough to know that he wants to be a good person.
And she's got years.
Yeah.
Years and years worth of letters.
Yeah.
Backing this up.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to, this deep existential dread breaking down of the fabric of reality that is Julian. He gets back to his parents' house in Britain. He's brought a bunch of friends with him. Because they need a place to stay, and
it's a big manor.
Government budget. So he's like, yeah, you can all stay with me at my house for maybe the, like, 2 days before we start the investigation or something.
Yeah. Like, we'll start in the morning kind of thing.
Yeah. So they go home. What happens other than just, like, lol, awkward? Okay, his parents use the word muggles.
Yeah.
Which really freaks him out.
And there's no visible, like, there'd be this weird discrepancy where it's obvious from their, at least from their attitudes, mm-hmm. they don't clean the place themselves, but there's no visible servants.
Right. And he's just sort of always accepted this before.
Yeah. He's never thought about it. It's always just been what it is. But now that he's seeing it, like,
or maybe one of, like, the Flash or Co. comments on it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how much do you pay your servants? Or, like, I hope, you know, everything's ethical. Or, like, something. None of those statements were right. Like,
thank the cook for dinner or whatever.
Yes, something like that. And he just has this moment where he's like, I have never seen the cook.
Yeah.
Like, I think I've been in the kitchens, but they were empty.
Yeah.
Like,
and there's got to be a big magic showdown. This would be not that night, but, like, the next day. Whenever they're tracking down the group of...
Okay, so they track down the group of Death Eaters.
Yeah.
And Death Eater sympathizers. And the Flash and Co. are actually good at their jobs, what... They take the magical world by storm. Because they can actually do their jobs. And science!
Yeah. They science the shit out of their magic asses. I have drunk enough to swear now.
I want that. Oh, man.
Rated T for teen.
Oh.
And Julian's there to science, too. Would he also do magic? Like, release some, even without a wand?
Okay, so I had a thought.
Okay.
So, I don't know whether it's the next day or I feel like it's over the course of a couple of days, maybe even a couple of weeks that they're in Britain and they're tracking these people all over Britain and they're actually doing a good job. And the Ministry of Magic is like, oh no, there's these muggles that are on the case. And normally they would just, like, obliviate them and send them on their way. But A, metahumans, and metahumans always react weirdly to obliviation.
Yeah, like, metahumans would be such a weird thing for wizards to deal with. Like, sidetrack right here. Especially for the Malfoys.
Yeah.
Who have such a...
Yeah.
Blood, like, not, I'm not...
Yeah, like, blood purity
not
thing.
Not blood purity, but, like, superiority complex over muggles. And that now there's muggles who can do things that they can't even do.
Yeah.
Like, this would just...
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just blow their minds, but freak them out.
Yes. And I think the other reason that the Ministry can't go in and just obliviate everyone is that Hermione filled out all of the paperwork correctly, because she's like that.
Yeah, she's like that.
And there's this massive warning sign on Julian's file that is like, do not touch this guy's memory. Like, he's basically something about like the wizard protection or like she has filled out all the right forms that basically say that no one can obliviate him because he's already got memory spells on him that yeah. need to be there for his safety and the safety of others.
Yeah.
So these Aurors are forced to go undercover as Muggles, as, like, the local Muggle detective force.
Yeah.
Going, like, we will assist you because they can't do anything else because they're not allowed to obliviate Julian.
Uh-huh.
And they know that there are some metahumans in there. They have some sort of someone who can tell that there are metahumans.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, so, like, we could maybe obliviate one or two of these people, and that's not going to help.
Yeah.
We can't. And
they don't even know which ones.
Exactly. Like, yeah. And so, then we get the really stereotypical British bumbling cop. Like, they're not bumbling, they're just Aurors. They have no idea how to do.
Yeah, Aurors in uncharted territory.
And the if we wanted to make it really hilarious, we would include Ron in that chunk of Aurors. Ron would have to, like,
yeah,
work alongside Julie. He would slip and call Julian Draco.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. All along, Draco, like, Julian has been having even more vivid dreams because he's visiting all of these places and everything matches up. And he's seeing things that the rest of his party can't necessarily see because he can still see past all of the Muggle wards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he really thinks he might be going, like, he might be losing it. And then, at the end of all of this, he's sort of got the whole picture from his memories. He doesn't really realize that they're actually, like, I feel like he suspects that they're him, but he is rejecting that knowledge.
Yeah, because he doesn't want it to be true.
Exactly. He really doesn't want it to be true. And then they finally corner these stupid metahumans, and they're going to be able to get out of, they're going to just arrest them, get out of Britain, and then one of them pulls a wand. And then the Aurors pull wands, and then it's a magic fight. Like, it's magic, like, magical fights, and just everything comes crashing down for Julian.
I feel like the bad guy wizards would have already pulled their wands in Central. It's when the Aurors pull theirs, I think.
Okay. And I feel like maybe they pulled their wands, but he was able to just sort of ignore it.
He probably justified it as part of the mind screw that was going on.
Exactly. It's when the Aurors pull their wands and then they get into a magical firefight that looks exactly like the firefights that he remembers. He understands everything that they're saying.
Yeah.
And I think somebody, either one of the Aurors goes down or one of the bad guys goes down. And Draco picks up the wand.
Okay, but if we're going with Harry Potter rules of dewanding, he would have to dewand the person himself. Like, maybe not with magic, but, like, punch someone and take their wand.
Which I believe he would do.
Which I believe he would do, and then he could use it.
Okay, so he is there. Barry Allen has possibly mysteriously gone missing, fallen behind. We don't know. But the Flash is going to show up soon. And possibly any other metahumans that we have.
Yeah.
They got separated in the fight. Draco gets possibly surrounded. People are, like, some of these wizards are, like, taunting him about, like, oh, you should come back to us.
Yeah.
You know, you were one of the originals. Blah, 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 blah.
You were there at the Battle of Hogwarts. Whatever.
Whatever, whatever. And so he punches one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The guy drops because he is not expecting a punch. He's expecting a curse of some sort.
Yeah.
And no, Julian just punches him in the face.
Yeah.
And then he picks up the wand and it feels natural. Like, not as natural as his memories of his wand feels, but, like, it feels right to hold.
Yeah. And the wand is accepting him.
Yeah. And the wand is accepting him. And so then he is just like, well, you know, we're surrounded. I have at least one person with me who can't, like, who has no idea what's going on other than all of the stuff that I've described from my dreams. I'm going to try this out. And he does, and it works.
And I feel like it would also be instinctual.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it would just happen. He would just...
Oh, he would just pick it up and go.
And stupefy.
Yeah. Or a shield spell. Yeah. I really like the idea of his first act of magic as Julian being, like, a defensive or healing spell or something.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember those ones, so I can't shout them.
I think Prodigio?
Protegio?
Or something like that. Protego? Yeah, Protego or something.
We only saw them written down. We don't know how to pronounce them.
Anyway, I like that one. That his first instinct is defend.
Yeah.
As Julian. And then whoever it is who's with him, I don't know, lobs a Molotov cocktail or something. Because science! And then the Flash shows up and now it's metahuman versus wizard and like... You can have, like, lots of fun. Harry shows up.
Yeah.
Because original Death Eater guy shows up. Yeah, and it's just this whole mess of, like, wizards and metahumans and Draco / Julian going, ah! And, you know, and science! Yeah. And stuff. Stuff happens. And, of course, the good guys win.
Yeah.
And... They arrest all of the bad guys. But now Julian knows that this is real. And knows that his dreams are real.
Yeah, there's no more denying it.
That this is him. And I think this is maybe where he goes home and talks to his parents. Because I think he remembers at this point asking Hermione to do this for him. Probably.
Yeah.
But he goes home and talks to his parents.
And that would be, like, the last piece of the puzzle coming into place.
Right. Maybe Hermione shows up with Harry.
I was thinking Hermione and Ron, if we want him.
He was already there. Ron? He was part of the Auror group.
Oh, right. Sorry, too drunk to remember things.
But, yeah, I think Hermione shows up with Harry chasing after the original Dark Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And just... That was the last piece of the puzzle, seeing her use a wand. He just suddenly remembered everything. And could no longer deny that Draco Malfoy was his former self.
Yeah.
And I don't think he confronts Hermione. Because they've been friends for so long now. But I do think he has a breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just... Because now he needs to figure out... What?
Who he is all over again.
Yeah. But this is where the story ends at the end of the massive fight. Like, they have the massive fight. He sees Hermione. Possibly he and Hermione have a, like, they talk. They have a conversation. He has a conversation with Barry Allen or the Flash or something. Like, conversation with Hermione just sort of being like, yeah, that's me. And she's like, yeah, that's you. And conversation with Barry Allen being like, I'm gonna need some time. Like, and then we flash cut to an epilogue.
Would he tell Team Flash about wizards? Or would he just be like...
I feel like Team Flash...
Just, you know, let it go. I need to deal with this myself.
I feel like Team Flash now, they've just been in a magical firefight. I feel like they know about wizards.
But there's knowing and then there's understanding.
Yeah, like, and if we go with this sort of vague world building that wizards aren't really a thing in North America, or at least not in the same way.
Yeah.
I feel like he could just be like, I really need to deal with this myself. It's not a thing that impacts at home a lot.
Yeah.
Like you're good to go home. I need to deal with this. And yeah. You're
throwing out all of J.K. Rowling's North American magic world building.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So much content.
A treasure trove of... Anyway, we're obviously okay with this.
And then we hit the epilogue, because we're going to skip all the bits where Draco gets a therapist and and figures out who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Draco goes by Julian now.
Yeah.
He's chosen to be Julian. Very, like, now we have that deliberate choice of,
yeah,
I choose to be Julian. I don't want to be Draco anymore.
Yeah, so he gives up in one way or another, whether he breaks it or just gives it away, the wand that he took in the fight.
Or he stashes it just in case. No?
I feel like he should make a clean break if he's going to make a break.
I was just thinking, like, he chooses, this is who I want to be in the future. Julian, like, I don't, like, I acknowledge that I was Draco, that Draco is my past. I acknowledge this. I acknowledge all the stuff that I did, but I'm in a much better place now, even though I'm still kind of a jerk. I'm working on it. I'm still better than I was when I was 11.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer actively part of the hate group. So, yeah. Hey, congrats to me. But, like, I kind of want him to reconnect with his wizarding heritage in a positive way.
Okay. In that sense, I could understand him.
Like, keeping the wand,
but putting it away.
Yeah, like, so he and Hermione, like, have study sessions or something where they talk about magic, and he uses the wand, like, sort of starts to get comfortable with magic again in a more positive context, mm-hmm, than all of his memories. And we cut to the future when Barry Allen is like, so, unicorns. Real? Fake.
Real.
So, dragons. Real? Fake.
Real.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like a whole conversation.
I feel like that would be less Barry Allen and more Cisco.
Okay, yes. Anyway, one of the Flash team is just like, you know, just have one of those, like, he's now part of the Flash team, because we could also do the thing where, I don't know if he knows in canon that Barry Allen is the Flash.
Yeah, he does at the point where, as much as I've seen, yes.
Yeah, so he either knows or he finds out in that final wizard battle. Either way.
No, I think he knows.
Okay, so he already knows, so he's hanging out with Team Flash, and it's just this chunk where he's hanging out with Team Flash, and just, they know who he is, and he knows who they are, and it's this, like, I have a new family. Like, he's talked to Hermione, like, you know, maybe he's just getting off Skype with Hermione, or, you know, writing her a letter or something.
We also had him talk, like, to his parents, which we kind of skipped over, but.
Yeah, him and his parents. But, yeah. Yes, there's his parents' subplot.
I feel like they have also had a change of perspective. I mean,
yeah, I mean, their son is a muggle.
Yeah, where they're like, as much as we have a past we're not proud of, we love you more.
Right. I think if you wanted to go for a sequel, like, in between the final wizard battle and the epilogue,
uh-huh,
you could have an entire story, or at least a mini, like, a short story, about Draco and Lucius, and Draco choosing to be Muggle, or choosing to be Julian, and Lucius losing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lucius just going, you know, I figured she'd talked you into it. Like, I figured Hermione had given you an ultimatum, and you had, you know, gone with it so that you were still alive.
Yeah.
But now you have all your memories, you know who you are, and you're still choosing this. And Draco was like, yeah, I'm still choosing this, deal with it. anyway, I think that would be an interesting sort of short story. I don't think it fits with the theme of this story and with all the arcs and stuff, but as a story.
The companion piece?
As a companion piece, I think it would be really interesting to have Draco and his dad. Or, like, Julian and Lucius.
Yeah.
Like, and Lucius just not understand and basically disown him. Narcissa doesn't disown him.
No, Narcissa would never disown
him. No, and Narcissa, like, she talks sense into Lucius. Like,
she would have a moment where she's like, you are always welcome here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Narcissa... I feel like Narcissa has really thought this through and accepts Julian for who he is and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't feel like Lucius.
Yeah, I feel like he would be the one who is way more like, I hate what you've become.
Yes. And I feel like Narcissa is like, ignore him.
Yeah.
You are always welcome here. If he has a problem with it, he can leave.
Yeah.
Like, you never have to leave this place.
Yeah.
And now Julian has memories of a happy childhood. If spoiled and jerkish, but, like, happy childhood.
Yeah.
No more awkwardness. Yeah.
At least not with his mom.
No. I mean, yeah. He's got a tense relationship with his dad.
Yeah. I can't see anyone having a not tense relationship with Lucius who...
has a soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I think the last scene would be him hanging out with
Team Flash?
Team Flash. And just, like... fairies? Real? Not real.
Pixies are real. Yes. Remember, fairies are.
Oh, it's like, well, pixies are real. They're fucking annoying. Oh, also, then there's the Omake version at the end, where it's like, okay, Hermione. Hermione is like, okay, there's another wizard on the loose. We need a 2-person team to go after them. It's gonna be Harry and Julian. Let's schedule the hotel room. 1 bed. Only 1 bed. Hermione ships it. Also, she's a massive troll.
Yeah. And it's a twin.
Oh, what? That's just cruel, Hermione. Like, a double... Like, it's okay if you want to make it a double and not a queen, but, like, a twin is, like, I will just sleep on the floor. Oh. But, yeah, that's the Omake epilogue, post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Where Hermione's like, only 1 bed! And it involves them both on Skype with her, like, fuck you, Hermione! How dare you!
She just laughs and laughs.
And laughs, and Ron is like, I know, right? Sorry, mate.
Yeah, he's laughing in the background.
He's like, I couldn't stop her. It's like, you didn't try, did you?
Nope.
No, he didn't. Oh, the end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for the both of us. You can do that on AO3, this post. Yeah, you can find it at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong /seer.
Not ficking with Opalsong and Seer.
Hi, I'm Opalsong.
I'm Seer. I'm a little drunk. I will be drunk throughout.
I am possibly not as drunk. Possibly drunk. I will also possibly be drunk throughout. So, drunk podfic with Opalsong and Seer.
Yay!
Seer, I think I want that on a shirt. Or that needs to be the summary. They signs the shit out of their magic asses. Oh.
science the shit out of their magic asses.
I mean, it doesn't quite get across anything about this story.
No, but I feel like it would get clicks.
It would get clicks. Oh, yes, you are right. Anybody who goes off the title would click it. I still feel like it's disingenuous, though. No, I mean, the more I think about it, the more it fits.